Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you. Reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And Jesus was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I could make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While Peter was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. And then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and he touched them, saying, "Rise, don't be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell this vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Takes a lot to get ready to preach here. Get my sermon, move my chair. Now I got to find it. I hope it's in there. Ah, there it is. It's good to see all of you this morning. I do miss you when I'm not here. And so I have this sermon and I hope that it touches your heart. The Transfiguration was the greatest of all the spiritual experiences. A spiritual experience is a powerful awareness of God's presence. Like you just feel his presence, even in your body. To me, it's like feeling his love and enfold you, surround you, like getting a warm blanket right out of the dryer on a cold day. Do you ever do that? A blanket, it's all hot from the dryer, and you put it around you like a cocoon, and it feels so good. That is a spiritual experience from God. He just feels so good to enfold you. And I have been with those who have experienced this spiritual experience. I found out it usually happens when you're in a difficult situation and you ask for God's help. And you feel him enfolding you like, "Yeah, I'm here. We'll get through this together." Or it happens when someone is leaving this world and getting ready to see Jesus in the next. The Transfiguration strengthened Jesus because soon he would experience death. A terrible death, painful death on the cross before he would see his Father. The Transfiguration is a miracle that was given solely for Jesus. It's like the divinity of his dad, of the Father, brought peace to the humanity of his Son. And that's what God could do for you. His divinity can bring you peace, especially in difficult situations. And I hope to really experience that when my time comes to leave this world and to feel the presence of God comforting me, leading me, and then to possess him fully in the kingdom of heaven. That day's going to come someday. But for me, not yet. I got too much work to do. I got too many parties to go to. Pool parties, preferably. Right, Linda? Right. God has blessed me. God has blessed me to be with those who have felt the divine presence before leaving this world for the glory of the next. You know, in my work at Children's Hospital Cincinnati, I've seen hundreds. I've been with hundreds of children and helped them to get over to the next life. You know, to pray over them and assure them it'll be okay. You know what the one worry that a child had before leaving for heaven? They worried that by their death they would be hurting mom and dad. And mom and dad would be too upset. And I used to have to tell the kids, oh, don't worry. Your mom and dad love you. And they love you so much they're giving you back to Jesus where you won't have cancer and you won't have pain and you won't suffer. And then usually a parent would then tell their child, we'll miss you, but we'll see you again. Don't worry about us. You just go where God wants you to go. It was so beautiful to witness things like that. But I did that for decades. That was a blessing. My brothers and sisters, I believe that the awareness of God, that God's presence is in every person holds the divinity, the presence of Jesus. God is present in every person, in every created thing, in every moment of happiness or sorrow, in every sickness and healing. God is there in our moments of triumph or of trial. You know, death itself is a transfiguration when my old mortal body is changed into the joy of my youth. I don't know if any of you remember the old church before Vatican II. Of course, it was Latin. And when I was a server, you know, the priest would say some words, and then my response was, Adeum qui latificat juventutum meam, which means I go to the altar of God, the joy of my youth. I don't know about you, but I forgot my youth. I don't know why. I can't remember what it was like. But someday I'll get it again on the altar of God in heaven. December 3rd, 2022. It's a very important day. I won't ever forget that day. I witnessed on that day a transfiguration. My friend Buck of Wilkin Insurance, you know, Bob Wilkin Insurance in Hillsboro. Well, Buck and his mother worked there. I mean, they kind of kept it going. It's the oldest insurance agency in Ohio, 150 some years. So Buck was there, he worked there, but he was suffering from cancer. And I knew that the next stop on his journey would be heaven. Buck lived a good life, but it was not an easy life. As a child, he woke up one night and he went to his mother's bedroom and waked up mom. And he says, Mom, I can't feel my legs. Buck got polio at Lake White in 1952. Has anyone ever been to Lake White? Don't go there. Don't go there. My server, Jeff, down at St. Mary, he's in his 70s, and he said, when he was a kid, he went to Lake White and he got mono. So try to avoid that place at all costs. But Buck, he took some friends, he'd go up Lake White and he said, hey, that's where I got polio. Kind of laughed at it, you know. But that's where he did get received this terrible, debilitating illness. And Buck spent many lonely days at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. See, the hospital rule was that a mom could visit her child there for only 2 hours a week, and that was it. And Buck was in the iron lung, and he was alone a lot. He couldn't see his mom or other members of his family. But this did not stop his grandfather from wrapping little Buck in a blanket, really in a carpet, and he stole him from the hospital to bring him home for Christmas. That actually happened. Buck loved that story. So yeah, Grandpa came, threw me in this carpet, and carried me right out the back door. So Buck got to spend Christmas at home for a few hours, and then Grandpa brought him back later in the evening. Things were sure different back then, weren't they? I dare any of you to try that today. You would be seeing bars. But Buck got to be with his family. It was one of the best Christmases, he said, I ever had. Buck walked with a debilitating limp. Remember, on polio, thank God our kids don't know what it is. I remember. And your muscles would atrophy. I mean, they would just shrink. They would just shrink hardly to anything. And Buck's leg was like real shrunk. And he walked with a terrible, terrible limp. And that limp, though, made him aware of the sufferings of others. Remember the old TV show, The Millionaire? Some of you old people here. Well, we don't have any old people here. Right, Linda? Linda, do you remember The Millionaire? You're old like me now. But yeah, it was his name in real life was like Martin or Marvin Miller. And he was a secretary to a rich guy. And this rich guy anonymously gave $1 million to people he deemed worthy of it who were in need. And then Miller would go up the door and says, my boss wants you to have this money. And remember what he always said, and it's tax-free. Well, Buck was the same way. Buck, on three different occasions, called me into his office. And he handed me a very big check. We're talking thousands. And he would say, I want you now, if you would, go to so-and-so's house and present her with this check. And I would do that. I said, there's a man, you don't know him, but he wants you to have this money because he heard that you were in need. I mean, some of these checks were like $10,000. We're not talking $100. And I watched these people just like burst into tears. They were incredulous. And they said, oh my God, this is an answer to my prayer. Answer to my prayer. And that's what Buck did. Buck told me one Christmas, he was working in Wilkin and someone couldn't pay their insurance. Buck asked him why, and he said, well, I don't have the money because I got laid off and I don't even have enough money to buy my kids presents for Christmas. And Buck says, come with me. And they went to the bank, to Merchants. And Buck had $200 in there. Those last 200, he withdrew it and gave it to the guy to buy presents. $200 70 years ago, that's a lot of money. But that's what he did. That's the type of guy he was. He was always helping the guy down on his luck. Well, on this Saturday, December 3rd, 2022, I visited Buck. He was lucid, clear of mind, and very peaceful and calm. He had been going in and out of reality, you know, of consciousness. But this day, I found him very lucid. He was really with it. And I prayed over him. Buck started to cry. And he said, I had to be strong for Mom. I never allowed myself to cry. And while he's crying, he says, crying feels good. I should have done this years ago. But he cried. Buck shared with me a desire that in the next life he would never, ever want to be alone. He said, I just don't want to be alone. I was alone for so long in that hospital as a child. I never want to be alone again. After saying this to me, he paused and he looked intently at my robe. You know, this right here, the alb that I show you now. In fact, this is the one I think when, just like this I was wearing. So I was wearing this alb. As you can see, it's very white. And so he's looking intently at my priest robe. And Buck said, your robe, it looks so white. It looks so bright. How did you get it so white? I was kind of shocked. I mean, it was just, you know, an alb. But for him, this took on a whole new meaning. It was very bright to him. And so when he asked, how did I get so white? I didn't know what to say, Janine. So you know what I said? Tide soap? Only thing I could think of. Wash it in Tide. And he kept staring at my robe in amazement. I think God was giving Buck a sign that he would soon be clothed in the robe of glory in heaven. Soon he would get a robe like this. The brightness, the whiteness, the glory of a good life. Because he lived a good life. And he was going to get that robe of glory. I thought of the Bible verse when the joyful father was reunited with the prodigal son. Remember what he said in Luke 15, verse 22, when the son came home to his daddy? The father said to the servants, quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him. I think Buck truly will get the best robe. Well, the father put the finest robe on Buck December 12th, 2022, right near Christmas. He received the robe of righteousness for the many acts of generosity and kindness he showed to so many people. That is a transfiguration that we should all long for when God will change your weak and mortal body and my old mortal body into his own glorious body. That day is going to come. It will. The very last words Buck said to me was this, before I turned and left. He looked at me and he said, I wonder what it will be like to walk without a limp. Now he knows. Amen. One postscript. I thought this came back to me about the light. At Children's Hospital, there was a girl by the name of Lisa Soltis. Lisa, I think she was like 6 years old, and she had cancer of the brain. And Lisa was now at the hospital. I came in to give her the rites. The light was hurting her from outside, you know, sunlight. So all the blinds were drawn, and there was no light at all getting into that room. The above, you know, ceiling lights were shut off, and it was pretty dark in there. And I gave her the last rites, and then she passed. But I had never witnessed this before or after. From the top of her head, a ball of light appeared like a tennis ball, about the size of a tennis ball. This ball of light, it wasn't real bright, but it was bright enough to see that there's a light here. And this light came from the top of her head. It went up the wall, to the middle of the ceiling, and it disappeared. Poof, it's gone. And I told Mom, I said, I think that was her soul. It left for heaven. And Mom looked up. She said, bye, dear. I'll see you again. And I held her and she cried. That was the most beautiful transfiguration there I think I've ever witnessed. We're going to have a transfiguration today at Mass. It means to change form. The very light of heaven will come into this altar here at Peebles, Ohio, St. Mary, Queen of Heaven. And Jesus will transform himself from a piece of bread to the light of his body and blood, soul and divinity. You can't see it with your physical eyes, but you know it through faith. Aren't we blessed? We are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at stmaryhillsboro.org, that's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.